A white paper is being issued focusing on the practices of the Communist Party of China in respecting and protecting human rights. It says the party regards the rights to subsistence and development as the primary and basic human rights and believes that living a life of contentment is the ultimate human right. The document also says the party promotes the well-rounded development of the individual and strives to give every person a stronger sense of gain, happiness, and security. The Chinese president says the country is ready to work with all parties to build a closer Belt and Road partnership. Xi Jinping made the remarks in a message to the Asia-Pacific High-Level Conference on Belt and Road Cooperation. The Russian Foreign Ministry has accused the UK of provocation in the Black Sea after a British destroyer ignored a notice against intrusion in territorial waters. The Russian Defense Ministry said it fired warning shots and dropped bombs after the destroyer sailed 3 kilometers into Russia's territorial waters near Crimea. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova says that the British ambassador to Moscow has been summoned to the Foreign Ministry over the incident.
We evaluate this as a crude British provocation that violates international and Russian law.
However, Britain's denied Russia's account of the incident and insisted that no shots were fired at its ship. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says the HMS Defender sailed from Odessa in southern Ukraine and was in transit to Georgia on the normal route.
As is routine, she was shadowed by Russian vessels, and she had been before when she went to Odessa as well. That is perfectly routine.
Wallace also confirmed that Britain's ambassador in Russia had been summoned by Moscow over the incident. The United States has voted against a UN resolution that overwhelmingly condemned the American economic embargo of Cuba for the 29th year. The resolution was supported by 184 countries in the 193-member General Assembly, and only Israel joined the U.S. in opposing it. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez called for the blockade to end, saying it exacerbated the challenges posed by COVID-19 last year. The embargo was first imposed in 1960 following the revolution led by Fidel Castro and the nationalization of properties belonging to U.S. corporations. In 2016, the U.S. abstained for the first time after former Cuban President Raul Castro and then President Barack Obama officially restored relations. But the country again opposed the resolution calling for an end to the embargo in Cuba when relations soured in 2017 under then President Donald Trump. A top World Health Organization official has urged authorities to be cautious in hosting Euro 2020 matches in London amid a spike in coronavirus cases caused by the Delta variant. Senior Emergency Officer for Europe, Dr. Catherine Smallwood, made the comments after football body UEFA and the British government agreed to increase the capacity at Wembley Stadium. More than 60,000 fans will be allowed at the stadium for the semifinals and finals of the Euro 2020 tournament next month. Smallwood called on authorities to make an effort to reduce risk, including bottlenecks caused by people heading to the games on public transport.